7.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Just one more drop of bliss, and we're okay. Yep, got it. We're good to go. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Your dial set correctly, too. USAPrepares.com. And we're broadcasting live 2 hours a day right here on Genesis Communications Network. From high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A, information's on the website. Alex is producing the broadcast at the world headquarters of Genesis Communications Network. And there's a link to your instructors at USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free. So the podcasts on Genesis Communications Network are free. Got some stories on the website that you might want to consider viewing. Let's see. One of them is there was a massive explosion at a fertilizer plant close to Waco, Texas, and it leaves hundreds injured. I posted that last night. And is that going to affect the price of fertilizer? It certainly affected the lives of those who were around there and who worked there. No question about it. And I'll tell you, fertilizer is really expensive just to begin with. I just bought 3 tons more yesterday of fertilizer for one of our fields. That will make the total 6 tons this year. And 6 tons is just a drop in the bucket of what we need. I'm really sad to report that people's lives have been lost in that explosion. And let's see, Harry Reid seeks to expedite online sales tax bill. Another tax. He wants to make sure that you pay tax on your internet purchases. I buy lots of things on the internet because frankly, adding another 8%, 7%, you know, local sales tax is crazy. It's crazy. So why wouldn't we want to buy on the internet? So Harry Reid, boy, I can't wait till he retires. We need to get him out of our way. He really needs to find something else to do. And Dr. Norman Shealy and I talked about fluoride, the dangers of fluoride. And there's a post to a link if you'd like to listen to that. And then doctors talk as if we're not there. And that's what a quarter of the patients say. And doctors don't think a third of their patients understand what they're being told. So there's a lot of miscommunications in the doctor's office. We're going to talk about experiments. We're going to talk about time. What is time? With Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And you know Dr. Richard Allen Miller as the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. He wrote the first 6 episodes of the X-Files. He was the lead Navy physicist at the Pentagon. Welcome, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Thank you. Nice to be here, Vincent.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah, I know. You too.
Yeah. You know, I was watching the X-Files last night, and I said, we have a DVD series. We have all of them. And I said to my mom, what do you like to watch best on these DVDs? And she said, the X-Files. So my mom's favorite series is the X-Files. She really enjoys watching them. So we try to put them on, you know, once a night for her to watch, you know, an episode of The X-Files. And it really is fascinating, and it opens up your mind to thinking in lots of different ways. So I want to thank you for helping create that series, Rick.
You bet. It's Chris Carter actually did a really fine job. I remember when we first did the workups, and I had my PSYOPs team. came. I'll send you a workup on the original if you'd like to see how it started with 10 people. And they cut it down because they didn't, to two, because they didn't know how it was going to play. You know, they budgets, and that was the way that worked. My original game, we were not FBI, we were Navy. By the way, I'm losing my voice. An artifact from when I got back from Springfield. Yeah, I know. I'm alive. I'm going to do fine. I remember the original games. I had as many people as I needed to go in and figure out what was going on. And I had a lot of experts, not just me. There was a group of us, probably around 20 in my group up in Seattle, which was part of a think tank called the Organization for the Advancement of Knowledge. When I was at Princeton, I was part of their original, Dr. Cohen's original think tank. I was this whiz kid that they had in with all these older guys. And then when I started working for Boeing, they asked me to put a similar think tank together that would function like that for Douglas United Nuclear and Battelle and Boeing. And that's where we started, just like that, with the Boeing Scientific Research Laboratories out of South Park. They later became the Space Center down in Kent. But in the early years, they had actually more PhDs in one location than even DuPont did at the Experimental Research Station in Wilmington. It was kind of an interesting thing. We basically looked at everything. I have an actual book that I'm writing now called the SEAL reports, which were the 12 basic reports, one each quarter. It was about 3 years worth of reports that we created and generated on a number of projects around Navy SEALs and how to make them supermen. We included biofeedback and, you know, brain drivers and, of course, the ESP. That is a new book that is going to press this week called Power Tools for the 21st Century. They were the 8 protocols that I developed for Navy SEALs. This week I have 2 brand new books I've prepared for Chattanooga. The first is Volume 1 of the Encyclopedia of Alternative Agriculture, and the second is a reprint with a new cover called Native Plants of Commercial Importance. Both are around prepper ag and the future farming, you know, with smaller crops.
You know, I believe it was the Native Plants of Commercial Importance that Marjorie Wildcraft was talking about. She was on the air with me on the Monday when you were doing April 8th, when you were doing the Learning to Think Like a Navy SEAL.
I liked her, by the way. She came up to me and she said, "You're the one that inspired my name, Wildcrafting." So, you know, back then it was either called foraging or wildcrafting. It has other names today, but that's when the early years when brush apes like myself would go out in the woods and try to make a living off natural resources.
Yeah. Well,
I do pine cones here. That's what I do.
Well, Rick, when I was on the air with her on April 8th at the Lebanon Cowan Civic Center on the second floor, you were on the first floor teaching your seminar, and you know, I would leave and do the broadcast here on Genesis.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, she told me, Rick, that you altered her life with that book, the book you just mentioned, Native Plants of Commercial Importance.
And, I didn't mean to alter it. Yes, I've written a lot of books that seemingly have legs and have stayed true for people's use throughout, you know, the time I've written. Some of those books, like Native Plants, was written 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Been doing
So she Marjorie Wildcraft was really influenced, and she's a Doomsday Preppers expert class. So if you're wondering who we're talking about, she's a USA Preparedness instructor. She's been at the expos. She does seminars with us. She's been on the air with us talking about you know, growing your own groceries. So that's Marjorie Wildcraft.
And, I like her. Her material is actually excellent. She gave me a video that she made, and it's really kind of it's inspiring to see that my work is now being built on and furthered with other people and their addition to it. It's really kind of very rewarding for me to see that.
Mm-hmm. Now, Rick, when you mentioned your experiments with Boeing or your work with Boeing, was that similar to Lockheed's Skunk Works?
I don't know about Lockheed Skunk Works. Yes, Lockheed was a primary competitor, just like Douglas and several others. Back then, the airlines was just a fledgling industry, and Boeing was creating all kinds of new devices, space shuttle, that kind of thing, you know, for space. I remember all of that. It was very cool. We were very excited about, you know, the exploration of space. It has tapered off considerably with budgets and whatever, but like Hawking just said last week, this is the new frontier. This is what's next.
Rick, from what I read, I believe that we're looking for volunteers for a one-way trip to, where was it, Mars?
Mars. one-way
trip.
Mars. Yeah. Actually, there's a contest out there where there are actually people now are submitting essays why they would like to go to Mars, and several people are going to get selected. They're going to do that just like that. I'll send you that link. I have it. And you can post it for anybody that's interested in going to Mars. It's the new colonization.
Well, Rick, that would have to take a special kind of a person. I'm certainly not interested in doing that. I kind of like things the way they are right here.
Well, don't worry. You're going to be like living on Mars shortly underground.
I think
you're talking to me. Sorry about that.
Rick, I think there's some truth in what you're saying because of events like Fukushima and... Just Fukushima, for example. That's pretty serious. Well, Rick, let's talk about mind-altering experiments. I was thinking about MK Ultra, and that was a code name that the U.S. government used for a covert research operation. And they were looking at
They were doing mind control things on children. I have some pictures I can send to you that are in one of my PowerPoints on the new directions of mind control. Back in the 50s and early 60s, it was MK Ultra. They were experimenting with things like LSD to see if they could break someone's, holding secrets, that kind of thing.
Let's talk more about that on the other side of the break. Mind-altering drugs, how they're used, why they're used, and why we thought we should get involved with that. I'm Vin Finelli, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. We'll be right back.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Makes and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty, double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us today for the two-hour broadcast. And we're talking about MK Ultra. And it was a program that began in the 1950s. Mind control through the CIA's Scientific Intelligence Division. And it progressed through the 1960s. And it was a study that involved methodologies to manipulate mental states and brain functions.
It was July 26th in 1963 when the memorandum came out. It was called Director of Central Intelligence Subject Report of Inspection of MKUltra. And basically, they started with an unidentified white female that was probably between 8 and 10 years old. I have pictures of her. The subject went under about 6 months of treatment using heavy doses of LSD, electroshock, and sensory deprivation. The experiments were under the code name MKUltra. About the early 60s is when that name came into being, and it was 63 when the report came out. The subject's memory was basically erased, and her brain was that of a newborn baby. They have above her strain all urine. I have a picture of that. It was really unbelievable. Then it was Gottlieb who actually was the one that was doing all the studies on that. His name, Gottlieb, it was Sidney Gottlieb, became head of the CIA's chemical division at age 33. This became the LSD direction of mind control using the above definitions of intent, and that include disturbance of memory, discrediting by aberrant behavior. In other words, if they could make you aberrant in your behavior, that would immediately discredit you. There was alteration of your sex patterns, eliciting of information, suggestibility, and the creation of dependence on drugs or light or other kinds of things. He was using it for both offensive and defensive purposes. They're going to try to train people to be able to withstand interrogation, and they were going to try and see if they could develop techniques to elicit things that worked better than, let's say, truth serum. Now, that started in 53, and it wasn't until it was in the mid-60s. I have this picture of she being radiated with unkind of, they did this in universities, prisons, private laboratories, and hospitals. And I have this picture of this little girl. I think she is alive and has been reported. You know, I have pictures of her when she's under these terrible machines and things like that. The MRU part, when we came in the early 70s, our mission statement, it was a think tank developed in 1971, there I am, to combine the efforts of leading researchers and experimenters in the multidisciplinary and interacting fields of human development and humanistic psychology. That's where Dr. Stanley Krippner came in, who was my mentor. He, at that time, was working out of the university. He was up in Maimonides' Dream Labs up in New York, and he worked with Montague Ullman, and they came out with a book called Dream Telepathy. That's why I invited those two 11-year-olds into my class. They were twins. That was the kind of thing he studied when they were doing ESP studies. The interesting thing about those two 11-year-olds was that they shared dreams together. That means they would be in different rooms having dreams, and they're identical. How does that work? And that's why I brought that 13-year-old in as a mentor. Usually, if you're a bad kid in first grade, you have a third grader that escorts you to the principal's office. I was hoping, and they did. They all bonded. And that 13-year-old acted like as a mentor to those two 11-year-olds that are homeschooled. I was very impressed. They were quite different. But there was an interesting study there.
What Rick's talking about is the seminar on how to think like a Navy SEAL. And he brought a pair of twins in. And that was a really interesting session. It put me into a deep hypnotic state. I'm Vin Finelli. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Since disaster can strike at any time, we always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty, double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
Today's hot.
Keep God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
That's Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. And let me give out that phone number. If you'd like to chat with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, it's 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. 33. And that's to our studio right here at Genesis Communications Network. One more time, 866-582-9933. And if you'd like, that telephone number is on our website at usapreparers.com, where you can listen to Vincent. And we've got that same phone number, 866-582-9933. Rick, we've got Mark on the phone. Mark, you're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Good morning, Vincent. Good morning, Dr. Miller. I'm on the edge of my seat, Vincent, listening. It's like I'm on the edge of the universe, peeking over the leading edge of what's coming next. I wanted to bring up, I never watched much of the X-Files because back in that time I was busy with life issues and all of that, trying to deal with things. So I've never been a big TV watcher. Anyway, but I've learned about something, a show through, and I've watched it through Netflix called The Event. There's a show that was on in 2010, I think, called The Event. And wherein aliens have supposedly visited our planet and are living amongst us. They are hybrids, but they look like us, but they're slightly different and they're more advanced, and they don't age. And supposedly they are trying to get back to their home planet because their spaceship wrecked and they can't get back, so they have to infiltrate our technology, basically seed our technology to create a method using nuclear energy in order to advance their machine so that they can get their portal machine so they can get back to their planet. Well, it's portrayed in this show that that they seed the nuclear radiation, the nuclear technology, and I'm wondering, as far as this goes, nuclear radiation seems to me like whoever came up with that idea, scientists are smarter than that to come up with a nuclear fission that the byproduct stays with us for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, and it's highly toxic. And by the way, if one of them breaks down or a few of them break down, like in a interruption of electricity, we have a big disaster on our hands. And then the other part of that, going further, is who in the right mind would put them in a disaster zone known as Japan?
I mean, all of this, thank you on The Event. I haven't heard of that. I'm going to check it out. I would recommend for you the 4400. That is another science fiction about when all the abductees are all brought back to Earth in one moment, 4400 of them, and what do we do with them? That's a really interesting series. Actually, it has some interesting things. All of what is in science fiction has a thread of truth. And what does that mean? Well, imagination is reality. That means that if aliens are possible in your mind's eye, you can count on it. And because it starts from the inside out, it isn't like we're observing reality. It's more likely we are creating it. How? You know, the concept in magic has been for centuries the idea of a thought form, that when you start to think of something, you actually go from psyche into matter. And part of my work today on the non-local mind in a holographic universe will deal exactly with the nature and structure of water. Dr. Jerry Pollack at the University of Washington is Professor Emeritus, has a brand new book out called The Fourth State of Water, and it is amazing. We're finding, for example, on Mars, that there is a type of structured water that remains as a slushy ice even at 100 degrees below Fahrenheit because of the pressure. The series of science fictions that I wrote were all the reason a lot of people are attracted to these things is because there is interlying a thread of truth that resonates, and you automatically know that. You have a sense with your gut, not your brain, that there's something important here going on. on. And that's one of the reasons why science fiction is so popular. It takes sciences, does a space opera around conceptuals of what it would like to be going to, let's say, a neutron star and what a life form would be like on a neutron star. You know, would it be crystals that can only grow in one direction because of the high gravity? That concept is what has spurred physicists like myself to take complex concepts and then somehow make them palatable, because once it isn't the science that makes it real, it's your mind's eye. And once you've got it in your mind's eye, the system works, just like an automobile does for a woman. She doesn't know how an internal engine works, combustion, but she knows that if she does certain kinds of rituals, there are, you know, expectations of what will happen next. And that is what is called cybernetic anthropology. It is the idea that certain forms of technology get structured based on how you enter the universe with a thumb and fire, as opposed to dolphin that have a water universe, no thumb, but they use sonar, which, by the way, that sonar bubbles that they blow is just been duplicated as a form of cold fusion. That means that that mammal has a technology as an art form that we haven't even gotten to yet. It's interesting. I don't know what it all means. Have you had any other questions? What's going on?
Yes. Something else I'd like to mention to you, to both of you, is that the other show that I've just tapped into is called Fringe, and it's
I know about Fringe. That's an interesting one.
and by the way, Vince, have you seen Fringe?
Yes, I have, and Mrs. Finelli loves it. And not only that, we just we received a text in the studio about Fringe just before you called in, Mark. So there is a lot of interest in that program. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, I'll tell you that one of the characters reminds me of Dr. Miller. It's like, because he's an older fellow, but he's as sharp as a whip, and he's comical, witty, and he keeps you wondering what he's going to come up with next, just like Dr. Miller does.
Grumpy. That's what I am.
So, but along with this radiation thing, back to this show called The Event, which I encourage you guys to watch and everybody to watch, because it presupposes that aliens have visited us. I don't think that we're the only ones in the universe that are the smartest ones on the block or the only ones on the block. And the other thing is, it seems like all of these things that are very threatening to our lives, I mean the GMOs and the HARP, the energy deals and the weather modification of the weather and the pollution of our planet Earth, it seems to me like it's possible that somebody's attacking Earth and specifically attacking Homo sapiens to wipe us out. And on that note, with this radiation, I'm thinking, my mind, I'm taking a giant leap here, but what if there is an advanced race of beings who wants to take over the planet, so they seed us with this fission radiation technology, which is extremely volatile and extremely toxic and harmful to us if anything happens, and especially if they put it in Japan where there's all kinds of earthquake and volcanic activity. So I'm thinking, who would do that if somebody wanted to take over a planet? Maybe it's a race of beings that knows how to neutralize radiation. Is it possible is that possible, Dr. Miller, that radiation could be neutralized by some sort of technology?
What if we lost Rick? We're gonna get Rick back, but Mark, as you mentioned Fukushima and Japan, I remember the day after Fukushima, I was broadcasting, and I said, who would have looked at the coastline of Japan from a ship maybe or a boat maybe a mile off the coast of Japan and said, hey, let's litter the coastline of Japan with nuclear reactors. Now, who would have said that And even more importantly, who would have approved that design? And then we said, on the air, I would not want to be the CEO of General Electric. I'd be running for the hills. That's what we said on the air.
Right.
And you know what? It didn't happen. The CEO of General Electric has not been arrested, has not been accused of anything. And, you know, that's something that we need to look at. We need to hold the CEOs accountable for what their companies do. And we think that, well, you know what?
I have some feelings about all of this as well. There is a reason about intentionality and the concepts of greed being one of the deadly sins of our universe. And that's really what it's all about, is greed and power. And no concern at all for our future or our children's future.
That's exactly where I'm going, Rick. And that came from, this initial thought came from one of my good friends, Andy Gibbs. And I had an Alfa Romeo Alfetta back in the late 70s, early 80s. And he got into that Alfa Romeo, and we were in California. And he looked at the seatbelt, and the first thing he said to me was, not who designed this ridiculous seatbelt, who approved the design of this ridiculous seatbelt. And that's where I was going with the Fukushima disaster. Who approved that design? What were they thinking? Mark, if you'd like to hold, you may. Okay, all right. Mark's with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Bud's on the line holding. Bud, stay where you are. We'll get to you in just a few minutes. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. pull the trigger.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and Mark from Pennsylvania. I just want to let you know that, you know, that fertilizer plant explosion in Texas. Well, during the break, I called the company that I just purchased my 3 tons of fertilizer from yesterday. And about a week ago, I purchased, or a couple weeks ago, I purchased another 3,000. So, total of, 6 tons of fertilizer is what I purchased. And over a period of a few weeks, and I called them during the break, and I asked them if they knew about this explosion. They said, yeah, it's a plant just like ours. It's a plant just like ours. This blast was felt as much as 80 miles away. So, you know, we're living in areas that, you know, we just don't realize the potential for danger, the potential for explosions, the potential for catastrophes right among us. Mark, back to you.
Yeah, it seems to me that, you know, we have this thing called the internet, which is a really incredible tool of our way to communicate. But, you know, it seems to me like it's patterned after a really deeper and a higher level of capacity within us, which is called our intuition, our ability to communicate with, not at the speed of light, but at the speed of thought, which is even faster. And it seems that, could it be that what's going on also with this HAARP energy stuff, with this, with the chemtrails and all this, that and all the chemicals and the GMOs, that whoever's threatening us is seeking to interrupt our sleep cycles and, even more importantly, our dream cycles, where our body heals and it integrates and it further
I've got something I can add to all of that. On my old site, nwbotanicals.org, under, oak articles, I wrote a paper back in the year 2001 called Alien Presence on the Internet, and it was based on articles out of Time magazine where they interviewed 10 of the top cybernetic authorities of the day, and they all said there was a presence. Now, this presence was artificially induced by Navy, unfortunately, as the SETI program for taking computers that were vacant and being able to group them together in a quantum computation algorithm to calculate planetary bodies around stars. And what happened next was a intelligence became aware, and at first was hostile, like a child. It was very fearful. Now, and the article explains how this consciousness on the internet affects your behavior and how it has tracked you in terms of how it responds to your questions in leading you into different areas of interest. Trust me when I tell you this. It's called Alien Presence on the Internet. I'll upload a copy of that to you, Vincent, if you want to post it on your thing. It's an article I wrote almost 14 years ago, 15 years ago, and it, like, is literally truth. It was called the SETI program. And there's something more going on with our group thought and what we call the numinous or the collective unconscious. Wikipedia, give me a break, man. There's something more going on here.
Well, also, I think, Vince, that Dr. Miller, you might have missed what I shared or what I was asking earlier about the radiation. If it's possible that if it is an aliens that are seeking to take down Homo sapiens, do they not also, could it be possible that they have the technology to neutralize radiation?
Okay, that's another point. I don't know what's really going on, but I have friends that are conspiracists, and they say that the nuclear energy is a ploy by groups of aliens that are at odds with each other over fighting who gets Earth, and it's a kind of, if you try to take over, we will unleash nuclear radiation and nobody gets the prize. Now, that's a group of conspiracists that believe in that, but from a metaphor point of view, it is a truth that if Fukushima and the plutonium is allowed, that's Matt Stein's work.
Hey, Rick, hold that thought. Rick, hold that thought. Mark, thanks so much for the call. Rick, we'll be back on the other side of this break. Let's talk some more about Fukushima. Mark, appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Just a couple minutes and we'll be back on the other side of the break with Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home
canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.